Andrew Mason, Steve Atwater here in St. Petersburg, Florida at East-West Shrine Game practices. They got underway on Monday. The East team earlier this afternoon. The West team just wrapped up here at St. Petersburg High School. And after kind of a scattershot practice for the East team, some standouts on the defensive line, some guys did well. Curtis Cothran out of Penn State and also Chad Thomas of Miami jumped out. A more intense practice for the West team. The West team, of course, featuring from standouts that fans of CU and CSU will know, starting with Nick Stevens of Colorado State.
Yeah, Nick Stevens came out today. I don't think that offense quite clicked. They didn't quite have all the plays in and didn't complete a ton of passes. Fortunately for everyone here at the East-West Shrine game, we have 4 days of practice. So hopefully these guys will improve and practice even better tomorrow and the following days. Same thing with Philip Lindsay. Thought he's a very fast running back. He rushed for 1,400 yards, had 15 touchdowns, had a really, really great year for CU. But today, it looks like the defense really did a good job of boxing up that offensive side. But I anticipate him being able to break loose on some runs here in the game.
First practices for All-Star games are always kind of a bit awkward, in part because guys are getting to know each other. But also, with the quarterback, seeing this both for the West team quarterbacks in terms of Nick Stevens from CSU, Jeremiah Briscoe from out of Sam Houston State, and also Nick Shimonek out of Texas Tech. Yeah. But also the East team quarterbacks, JT Barrett, Ohio State, Quentin Flowers, South Florida, Riley Ferguson from Memphis. They're all having to get used to operating more under center. And I think that's something we're going to revisit next week at the Senior Bowl. And you could see, you know, as far as those guys, it's like kind of learning a different language. We talked to Quentin Flowers after the East team practice, and it's not just simply fielding the ball. It's also you've got to see the game a different way, and it seemed like that was causing some problems early for those quarterbacks.
Yeah. Many times it's a very different situation when you're used to getting the ball in shotgun versus being under center, having to take the steps back and think about, you know, what step are you going to plan on and throw the ball off of. So definitely a different situation. They'll have to get used to that and adapt to that if they're going to play at the next level.
The other thing, they have to get used to that. They also have to kind of step up in the pocket a bit more. One thing we saw today, I thought the defense was ahead of the offense, and you saw a lot of pressure from the edges in both practices. And I think the quarterbacks, one thing they need to do is not drift so much in the pocket. They got to step up a little bit more. And I think some of that is simply getting used to operating under center. It's a long path to the draft, and it begins right out here in St. Petersburg. 3 more practices, and we'll have plenty of coverage on DenverBroncos.com and Orange and Blue 760 videos all throughout the week. And of course, Steve and I will be on air with Ryan Edwards on 1st and 10 at 10 to noon, Tuesday through Friday, with the Tuesday through Thursday shows live from St. Petersburg. We'll have players who are playing in the game as our guests, and we'll be talking about Shrine Game stuff, draft stuff, and of course, plenty to talk about from the NFL playoffs. So join us then, and also keep it tuned to DenverBroncos.com for daily wraps, stories, and more. We'll be catching up with all of the CU and CSU players throughout the week, and also we'll be catching up with Shane Trapiuka, the Texas A&M punter, who, of course, is the grandson of Ring of Famer Frank Trapiuka. For Steve Atwater, Austin Brink behind the camera, I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you next time.